Diary, Western Tour, Dubuque, Iowa, March 21, 1861. We are now tarrying at a hotel in Dubuque. Thursday, March 14, at 3 o'clock, we left Battle Creek for our tour west. In consequence of having my tooth filled, my nervous system was deranged, and I was in a poor condition for traveling. The cars were full at Battle Creek. Two left, leaving a seat for us. We suffered much from the close, impure air of the cars. The fumes of rum and tobacco poisoned the air. I suffered through the day with severe headache. Became acquainted with a physician and his wife. He was a feeble man. At night, we were obliged to tarry at Clinton. The cars carried us no farther that night. We were surprised to hear a physician call for coffee for his supper and order a fire built in his sleeping room. We thought, although a physician, he did not regard the laws of health. March 15th. Called for breakfast in the morning, but it was cold and poor. The cars took us as far as Cedar Rapids. There we waited about 2 hours, and then took a stage for Marion. The roads were very dry and dusty. Had considerable conversation with an unmarried man from California. Was soon to return. Had been in this country but 3 weeks. My head continued to ache through the day. About 4 o'clock we reached Marion, and the driver was directed to take us to Brother Snook's. As we approached the house, we saw a number of teams hitched to the fences. Our brethren had been coming in, and as the houses were small, had left their wives indoors, and they clustered in groups in the open air. The day was remarkably pleasant, so that they were not at all uncomfortable. Brother Snook and several others had been anxiously watching for the stage, and as it drove up, came to us and with tears heartily welcomed us. Here we had the privilege of becoming acquainted with Sister Snook for the first time. She is tall and slender, a very mild-looking woman. Here we met dear friends whom we had formed a previous acquaintance with 1 year before. Six of the company who came from Lisbon were brought into the truth through our labors, and our greeting with these dear souls was very tender. The brethren generally expressed the deepest sympathy for us in our past trials and afflictions. We there received many letters, all urging us to hold a series of meetings in their section. These calls were urgent, but we could not fill them. We had another route marked out. We were both sick Friday night and unable to attend meeting. March 16th. Sabbath morning we attending meeting, which was held in the well-arranged courthouse, which was well-filled. My husband preached forenoon and afternoon. My husband did not attend in the evening. Brother Snook preached. I then followed in exhortation. Sunday, March 17th. The house was crowded. My husband spoke again Sunday in the afternoon and evening. I bore my testimony. There was a business meeting in the forenoon. Monday, we parted with our dear friends.